This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. His name is VXT, and he's a brand new song called Show You. VXT, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's awesome. No, I'm glad you are joining us here, all the way from India, actually, which is crazy. How is it doing over there?
It's actually 2:30 midnight right now here.
Oh my god!
Crazy times. It's super hot and crowded, but it's a fun time. There's way too many people.
Well, that's the best. That's always good. You know, a nice crowd of people is always good, especially after COVID time. It's nice to at least get everybody back together in a sense. But we're here to talk about your brand new song called Show You, and it's off the new EP called Transition. VXT, tell us all about Show You and what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited for people to hear that song. So this is off my EP called Transition, and it's basically what I was going through in terms of my life changes and basically the transition that I was going through. I've been working as an audio software engineer. I basically write code for headphones, and I used to write code for headphones and consumer audio products for companies like Bose and Amazon. I think I can take their names now. The non-disclosure is over. But
that's awesome.
I've worked in the industry for about 5-6 years now, and at some point, I just missed the old feeling of making my own music and releasing it. So last December, I did release my first album independently called Reminiscent. And I said it so weirdly, but yeah, it was called Reminiscent, which was basically talking through my heartbreak that I went through for a relationship of 7 years. And it took me a little while of like, what's my purpose? What am I doing? Should I be doing what I'm doing? Is it all just about the money, or am I even happy by earning the 6-digit figures? So it's kind of just like a thought process of like, oh, maybe I need to transition into something else. And Show You, the song, is like showing the people what's going through my head. So,
and kind of showing them that you could do more than just code.
Well, yeah, let's find out. There's only one way to.
That is true. Yeah, and we'll hear it just a little bit after this interview on Z Radio Live, which I'm excited to hear. And we've also been playing it on the station throughout, which is really cool. So people who have been listening in, they probably heard it as well. And if you haven't, you'll have a chance to hear it just a few seconds here on the station. But, you know, I want to get back to you. You know, you started creating music back in 2015. And, you know, especially with the software coding too, you know, was that more of like the side hobby music, or was coding kind of the side hobby? Which was it?
Yeah, so I got into music technology is what I did my master's in, and I was really not in 2015. I actually started back in 2011 making progressive house and dubstep. I ghost produced a couple of songs for a big label artists. I had performed at Ultra Miami in 2013. I opened a 15-minute setter back then
as
a 17-year-old. But yeah, fun times. And I got more into the technical aspects of digital audio workstation. So I was really interested on how like plugins actually worked in code. So I ended up doing a master's in it to understand how synthesizers and plugins were written all the way down in C++. And however, it turns out there's not enough jobs in that industry. So you end up working as a software developer at some big label company working on some AI stuff. That basically became the job because it paid well. But music was always a side hobby, or you can call a passion, that I continued with, but I never took it seriously until like the last 6 months or so.
So, you know, you also sing on the song too, you know, and not only create the beat, but you also sing. Do you kind of like more of the production aspect of things, or are you more of like a actual performer?
I do like the production aspect of things. I do like performing as well. I've done some live shows, but I am more of a studio guy. So I'm not a great singer. I'm not a great rapper. I'm pretty self-aware, but I'm a good engineer, so I can make things sound good in post.
That's the best. I mean, honestly, fake it till you make it, but like, you know, having that talent skill is always great, because you don't have to hire somebody else, you know?
Yeah, and it's definitely a skill. I was not great at mixing when I started, but I think that's I've really grown into the art of mixing and mastering. And I usually don't master my own songs because your ears kind of get used to the sound. But I've mastered for a couple record label based in Miami for about 6 years now.
Now, also being a junkie when it comes to headphones, because like I have like every freaking headphone known to man. I mean, what do you suggest, I guess, being that you've done all the coding for headphones, what do you suggest to use as a mixing tool? What's your go-to pair of cans?
Oh, and basically we write code that does not help mixing engineers. So I work at Bose and ANC, and everything that we do with digital signal processing.
Yeah.
Is just trying to make everything sound good. Mm. And when you try to do that, you're not representing the original audio to the listener.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
So I would say if you're mixing, first of all, I am not a headphone mixing guy. There are people who do that. I don't. Mm. I like to have my stereo monitors 6 feet away from me, 45 degrees at angle at the same ear level, 85 dB when I'm mixing. I'm just a classically trained music school studio guy.
That's the best. I have the same deal over here. I'm not a music producer, but I'm a video editor, you know. So I'm currently wearing those I have the Bear Dynamic headphones, you know. But I do have my favorite pair of Bose though. I mean, I do love those dearly, but again, like you said, it's just they're not natural. It's no natural sound there.
Yeah, they just try to make everything good. Like we do dynamic EQ based on volume, based on the input source. There's compression. There's tons of stuff happening. It's basically a mini computer inside of there.
It's so cool. And I need to figure out how you're gonna get me a pair of Bose now. That's the next goal here. I need a
yeah,
custom
still have
pair.
Some friends there.
I need a custom pair of green Bose headphones. That's what I need. That's what I need. Yeah, the green is our big thing here on Z Radio Live. So. Find out if there's a way we can get a nice green shelled Bose pair of headphones. That'd be fantastic. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. But anyway, tell me all about, this brand new EP too, because Transition is a four track EP. There's also other songs in there called Ordinary Life and Lie and Life This Way. Do you have a specific song that is kind of like meaningful to you more than the others?
I think all of them follow a storyline. So it goes from being more understanding about the situation of like, oh, let me show you what I'm going through. Here's my vulnerabilities. Here's relationship-wise, financially, emotionally, where I'm at. Then I go into like, oh, I don't want to live this ordinary life. Just wake up every day, do the exact same thing. I'm in the same place for so many years. Like, is this what happiness is? Is this what my purpose is? Then I go into Lie. It's like, oh, I just keep lying to myself saying, oh, this is what I want because the world expects me to be happy where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And like, to be honest, like if 5 years ago someone would have told me I would be in Silicon Valley as a senior audio engineer, I would kill for that shit. But things have changed. And that's when I go into Lie, like, don't lie to yourself. And the last track is Life This Way. It's like, oh, I really don't want to live my life this way. I need to change. And like, it basically takes the listener on a journey.
So, I mean, what's next in your career now? Is it more music, or do we want to, continue that path of what makes us money?
So for now, I'm just going to give myself a year, see what happens. I'm doing mixing projects. I'm working with a record label, doing some mastering project work. I'm working with local bands here. And I'm also going to focus on my own music, see how that goes.
Do you have some artists you're set up to work with now?
So I've worked with this guy called Harry Mack. I mix some of his EPs. I don't know if you've heard. He's on the top of the head YouTube rapper.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard of him.
So I've worked with him for a couple of times. I do some of his mixing work. And yeah, he's pretty fun to hang out with.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Any other big projects that you're kind of figuring out that are going to happen sooner or later?
So, yeah, I do have an album planned to be released before the end of the year. I have about 11, 12 different songs that I've written. I have about 50 different songs that I've written that I'll probably never finish, but 11 to 12 different songs that I've wrote after I left my job, after I called it quits. So it brings a new energy. So I feel like the Transition EP is a little bit more vulnerable. I'm trying to show you my insecurities, whereas the next album would be a little more confident, braggadocious, basically what the mainstream needs.
That's the best. That is awesome. And, you know, it's so cool because, you know, you're kind of like the voice for the voiceless who are just like, you know what? I need to change my life and I need to take a new approach at what's going on in my life. And it's really cool that you've done that, especially how risky I feel like that is for some people out there, you know, but you've done it. And I mean, how has it been for you now?
Yeah, it is pretty stupid. I agree.
No, it's not stupid at all. I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing. Listen, if I can quit this job right now, This would be fantastic. I'd be like, get out of here. We're done. You know, let's leave.
No, if you like what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. That's just my go-to. And this is definitely what I like to do. I can do this 24/7 and not be tired at the end of the day. So if I can get paid, even if not as much as the Silicon Valley job, I'll still be happier. Because, like, who else am I living this for if not for myself? So
true. And nothing, and not truer words have been said here, honestly. It's 100% true. And I'm excited for everybody to listen to the brand new song. You know, before we go listen to it, where can people find you online? Where can people find your music, and how can they stay and connect with you?
Yeah, so I go by VXT on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, wherever you want to search for me. I go by VXT. I also make YouTube tutorials on some mixing stuff. So that's probably my biggest platform right now. Go by VXT as well there. And yeah, if people want to connect to me, I have a Discord. Sometimes I do Twitch streams, reviewing other people's music and collaborating with other rappers. Fun times, yeah.
Awesome. Well, again, VXT, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with everything. Best of luck with the music career. It's going to be amazing. And I'm excited for people to hear this brand new song called Show You. It's off the album, the EP, I should say, Transition. And here it is on the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.